8 yards, but he's still shy of the first down by about six. The first down marker is at the 14-yard line, it appears. And we have reached the end of the first quarter with a one-point game. Bath leading Lakers 7-6 in a hard-fought first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
What's the matter, sports fan? I see. You're stuck at another boring family function on game day, huh? Ouch. Tough luck, fella. All you want is your easy chair, a cold drink, and the big game on your big screen. Well, you may be stuck at little baby What's-Its birthday party, but you can still stay in touch with all your game day action.
Huh?
Because you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular has 41 4G LTE towers in the thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. That's right, access to the latest sports scores faster than your favorite wide receiver. Is right. With 41 Thumb Cellular 4G towers in the thumb bringing you those kinds of speeds, it's like you're at the game.
Woohoo! Honey? Honey? Honey?
Huh?
Who are you talking to?
Head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
And now on to the second act. It's 7-6 Bath with a one-point lead with the ball on fourth down. It appears they're going for it on a fourth and six as the rain momentarily has stopped.
And it's just lightened up, Clark. It's still coming down out there.
Sure enough. 12 minutes to play in the first half. Bath with the ball, fourth and six coming up at the Laker 20-yard line. And it's a handoff to Ryan Dress, the fullback. He has the first down. He's down to the 10-yard line, a 10-yard gain when they needed six. And it's another first down. It's going to be close to a first and goal. It'll be within inches here, whether it is or not. And they're saying first and goal from the 10-yard line.
Dustin Cady making the stop.
Their fullback, number 45, Anthony Reindress. He's 5'10", 190 pounds, and built like an ox. A big blue ox, in fact.
So far, he's been the one guy that has been tough to stop for Lakers.
And Moffitt keeps it for himself on the quarterback sneak, and he's down to the end zone. Touchdown, Bath. A 10-yard scamper around the right end finds Moffitt into the end zone by a half yard. And now it's Bath 13, Lakers 6.
And as soon as Reindress gets going, the rest of the offense takes off. All Moffitt had to do was put the ball in his arms for a split second, pull it back out, and the defense collapsed into the middle. And Moffitt did the rest, finding the end zone.
Bath brings out their kicking team, trying to go for the extra point here, trying to make it 14-6. Their kicker, 5'6", can barely see over the line of scrimmage.
Line of scrimmage?
Yes.
A lot of big boys up there.
Yes. As number 81 is holding, that's John Cornwell. As a bad snap, Wolfinger has to pick it up, and he is brought down to the 12-yard line on special teams by number 55, Quinn Smith. On the tackle, and the extra point is no good. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. 11:32, Bath 13, Lakers 6.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
We'll be right back.
Bath tacks on a touchdown. Extra point was no good on the bad snap. Makes it 13-6, 7 points differential. As Lakers ready to receive this one. And Brady Post brings it in at the 18-yard line, and he's still going at the 30-yard line. And the scrum ends at the 32. A 14-yard return for Brady Post, the quarterback, the receiver, the defensive back. He does it all. Might even do windows.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'd hate to do windows tonight.
Yeah.
After a 14-yard return. In eight-man football, as we heard, Owen Gage leads Akron Fairgrove 24-6. And it's first and 10 for the Lakers at their 33-yard line. Number 81, John Cornwell with the tackle on the return. Receiver wide to the left, two men in the backfield. Four Lakers, post under center. It's a handoff to Diaz. And he has to reverse fields as that short wall like Dave was talking about came in. He's still going sideways, and he's going to finally be brought down at the 23-yard line. A big loss, about 10 yards when all said and done. They say he's spotted down at the 25. It's going to be an 8-yard loss and a second down and 20 to go.
Anthony Reindress ends up making the tackle in the backfield.
18 yards for a first down here on second down as the nose of the football about to touch the 25-yard line. Since that first fumble, Diaz has actually taken off his gloves because of the wetness. And just as the rain was slowing down, it's decided to pick back up as they send Seth Bowles wide to the left. Katie and Dubes in the backfield. And this one's going to go to Dubes. And he's close to the 30-yard line, just shy. A 4-yard pickup, now a third and long. First down marker is at the Laker 43, and they are currently at the 29-yard line.
Brandon Chapko with the stop for Bath.
14 yards to go on a third down for Lakers. Brady Post trots back in from the sidelines, getting the word from head coach Adam Grabowskis. As a wet and soggy week one of the postseason here. Bath leading Lakers 13-6 with 9:50 left in the first half. Third and 14. It's a handoff to Dubes around the left side. Breaks free of one tackle across the 30. Rolls out to the 33-yard line. It's going to be back basically to the original line of scrimmage. A 4-yard pickup. Now fourth and 10 for the green and white.
Number 50, Kyle Follick makes the tackle for the Bees defense.
Fourth and 11 according to the spot. So Dubes trots back out there. He's going to be punting into the wind this time. Number 3, Leslie Payne, ready to receive the punt. He stands at his 33-yard line. Dubes away the snap at his own 18-yard line. Fourth and 11 here for Lakers. And the snap and the punt is away. Hits the wind at the bounce of the 38, takes a Lakers bounce inside the 30 and almost to the 25-yard line, where it's down by number 55, Quinn Smith. And Bath will get the ball with a 75-yard field in front of him.
Harbor Beach has now scored its fifth first quarter touchdown, leading 34-0 still in the first quarter. Well, you know, I guess Mike over there was correct. He said you're going to see a team that's going to come out a little faster than last week. I don't know if he meant this fast, but, man, that team must be rolling over there.
And we'll check in with Mike Meiser at halftime. He is our in-game and correspondent in the Harbor Beach game, and he's probably rather satisfied with that job as he's inside the tower this week.
I'm sure he's happy he is in the tower, yes.
As we see a lot of umbrellas here, a lot of Carhartt, a lot of camouflage in the stands here. Whatever keeps you dry will do the job. First and 10 for Bath at their own 25-yard line. It's a handoff to, actually, the pitch out on the option. Out to Richardson across the 30-yard line. Brought down by number 21, Terrence Dubes. And we have a flag in the backfield, back of the 25-yard line. More than likely going to be a block in the back against Bath.
Just and an old-fashioned hold. Old-fashioned holding call.
Old-fashioned hold.
Nothing fancy there. Just drag him down.
Sure.